challah per gimel mishnah zayin. Oisa isam min achitum min ha'iris. If a person makes dough out of wheat and also out of rice, im yesh ba tam dagon. So if this dough has the flavor of the wheat, of the grain, chayeves bechalo. So he's chayev in chalo. And the Rav says, even if there's no shear of the dagon, which is a big chiddush, so you don't have the shear of chalo from the dagon, so the wheat part is not 5/4 of a kav, yet it is chayev in chalo. And the Mishnah tells us, v'yotze ba adam yedei chavasa bepesach. And not only that, you would be yotze your chov on Pesach. Now what's pshat here? Normally you do need a shear of something that's chayv and challah, and rice is not chayv and challah. So the first soul explains that rice, it's dafka rice, it's not other things, it's not other kidneys, because rice draws the flavor of the wheat. And therefore, even on Pesach, you'd be yotze yidei chiyuv matzah, even if you do have some rice in the flour. And also, obviously, the opposite, it would be considered chametz, if a person would eat a kazayas of something, of this mixture, where the tam of the chametz would go into the rice. Now this is a big sugya, it's brought up in the Yerushalmi, and the Rishonim go into this, and they go into whether this Mishnah is like Rav Shimon ben Gamaliel, because Rav Shimon ben Gamaliel holds that you're not chayv and chala until you have the shear of dagon, no matter what. And the Rambam actually learns it into this Mishnah, that you actually have to have a shear of chala. But let's just learn like the Rav, that he did not have a shear, and as long as the flavor is imparted into the rice flour, then he's chayv and challah. And also, he's yotzi de chayvus matzah on Pesach. And the Mishnah continues now. V'im ein ba tam dagon, and if it does not have the tam of dagon, ein chayvus b'challah v'ein adam yotzi ba yidei chavasa b'pesach. So obviously there's no tam, and since he doesn't have a shear of the dagon, he's not chayv and challah, and also he's not yotzi matzah.